This is a Baby Brunch podcast. This is our Baby Brunch podcast platform. I'm Ilana, and thank you so much for listening to babybrunch.co.za. We've had amazing stories from ordinary people doing extraordinary things, and it's really awesome to get feedback from moms and dads and moms-to-be and single fathers about parenting and knowing that we can change the world for good with something that comes naturally, you know, being a parent. I'm very lucky today because I've got Louisa in the hot seat. Hello, Louisa.
Hi.
Don't look so nervous. Louisa Joanna Maria Gibbons. That's a lot of names for a petite woman like you who loves cooking. Whose names are those?
Oh,
who's Joanna?
I think I'm the fifth generation, I try and hide those.
We also have we have an Anna. I've got an Annabelle.
Okay.
Yeah. But that comes from, she's first generation. This is our Baby Brunch podcast series. This podcast is sponsored by Little Food Ease. It's a small family business making healthy, natural frozen food in four stages, from beginner eaters to toddlers, with a variety of ingredients and textures appealing to your child's development needs. You can visit littlefoodease.co.za or their Facebook page, which is /littlefoodease. This is your business.
It is.
Louisa, tell me about, how did you start? I want to talk about Little Foodies because this is not the only thing that you do.
That's right.
Why Foodies?
Well, the whole idea is to try and make it easy for parents to feed their kids, because everyone is so busy in modern lifestyles. Everyone needs to work and there is no time left to make proper food. And it started out with my daughter having feeding issues. And I was basically forced to make my own food, to put combinations together, to give her the best nutrition that mm-hmm. she needed at that stage. And after that, I made food for my friends, and so it became a business.
What was your daughter diagnosed with?
Well, for the first 3 years, we did all tests under the sun because no one could figure out why she didn't want to eat and why she wasn't gaining weight.
How old was she at the time?
Well, that was from birth. So
wow.
By the age of three, I took a different route, and she was diagnosed with sensory processing disorder, which means that she doesn't actually feel when she's hungry or thirsty.
Right.
And some kids also have problems with textures and all kinds of things, and that prohibits her from eating.
Did she breastfeed?
She did, yes, for a year.
Okay, and after that, like most children would move on then to food, she didn't.
Yes, well, she ate very little bits, but still didn't gain weight. But I must say, she also makes healthy food choices. So she'll eat fruit and nuts and vegetables. She's not very keen on meat and starches and those kinds of things. So yeah, she didn't really gain weight.
Does one ever find a cure for a child or baby who is food sensitive?
I think it depends what the issue is. Mm. If it's texture-wise, you can definitely work on that. But in her case, because it's sensory issues, they kind of learn to deal with it and to live with it later. But you can't fix it. There's no medication for that.
I'm always encouraged by all these groups that exist, and there's this mommy group and this play group, and you know, we let them play in the sand, eat kiwi, they need to touch water and jelly and all kinds of things. But a part of me thinks, okay, so we introduce them to all these textures and things and amazing play groups, but what happens if they can't do it? You know, where do you go? How did you know where to go or where to get advice from?
I think it's trial and error. Now I know, like you say, you join groups and you get help from specialized OTs in this case, because a lot of doctors don't really know about this disorder. And we've been to dietitians and normal doctors and specialists, and they actually couldn't help until we got to a specialized OT that could help her. There are kids that actually cannot feel or look or smell certain types of food, and they literally can't eat. So they need specialized help from them.
It's amazing how her actual aid or help came from her mom, you. What were you doing at the time? I mean, were you a career woman who just had a little baby? Which position or what position were you in your life?
Well, yes, I was working full time. I'm a packaging designer by day. I was doing this after hours, trying to cook for her. And I think from then our lives were just about feeding her and getting her attention off focusing on food, playing outside, doing clay, all sorts of other things, but getting the right nutrition into her.
And now your life went from feeding your baby to feeding other people's kids.
Yes, that's right.
Food is, you say it's a family business, you make healthy, the variety of ingredients. So I want to know more about the product because I have it here in front of me and it's colorful. I see a yellow option. See, my baby would go for this because she's just learned yellow. And it says pina colada. Never mind that it is baby food. I want a pina colada.
Right, it would be very healthy.
Who came up with what? I mean, the packaging is attractive. It's easy to open. It's frozen.
Yes.
Why did you decide on frozen and not fresh food?
It's frozen because there's no additives or anything in there. Right. So to keep 100% of the nutrients in there, we freeze it right after we make it.
Right.
Because if anything's on shelf, it loses nutrients day by day.
And how do I defrost it?
You can, the tubs, you can put in a bottle warmer. Everyone should have a bottle warmer or the microwave, or you can defrost it in the fridge, depending if it's fruit version or meat varieties. Yeah, but it's microwave safe, BPA free.
Chicken and corn, lamb, chickpea, and... I'm reading it upside down. What is this?
Lamb and chickpea ratatouille.
I don't even eat this well. Stage three. So how old for stage three in your case?
It's a rough estimate. It's about 9 to 12 months. Okay. But moms can also judge on where your child is, how much they eat, how they are with textures. But we try and for each stage, we increase the textures and the ingredients for optimal nutrition, but also that they get the right ingredients for their growing bodies then.
And one tub is a serving?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Do you mix it up with maize or anything like that or serve it as is?
No, that's as is.
My children would be really healthy if they start eating strawberry, pear, and cinnamon. Okay, that's a dessert. Okay, I get it. And then there's the stage one. I should have probably started with this, but it just says carrots.
Yes. Stage one is single ingredients and it comes in 9 little 30ml blocks. So you would literally start off with one block at a time so you don't waste. And as your baby develops, you can add 2 blocks, 3 blocks, and by that stage they'll be ready to move on to stage two, which is a little tub portion.
I also like that it comes, so it's a package with loose, call it ice blocks, and this one says carrot. See, my baby would enjoy this now because she's teething and she doesn't want warm food. She wants cold blocks, so she would enjoy a little carrot block now just like this. And then for the older kids, I guess, I see there's a spaghetti bolognese.
That's right.
And super salmon. You made salmon for our kids?
Yes.
I like this.
Well, our fish is very fresh. So the tuna is fresh tuna and the salmon is Norwegian salmon.
But it's so 1 to 4 years. So I could feed this to the toddler, to my 3-year-old.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We even have parents eating it.
Yeah. I'm very hungry too. No, I'm kidding. But this is incredible. So because of something that you identified in your child, you basically started a food ease business. What encouragement do you have for other moms who want to start something because they actually, because this is a passion, this is your life.
Definitely, yeah.
What advice do you have for other moms who would want to do something similar?
Well, I think just never give up. If there's something that you enjoy, I think then it would never feel like work. Although you work hard, but it would be fun.
Louisa Gibbons is a mom of two. She has started Little Food Ease, as we've mentioned, and she's now, now you're focusing also on, other than just feeding them food, you're focusing on product. So I want to talk about Scouts because she's just showed me some amazing stuff here in our studio. We're at Crossfade recording our baby brunch podcasts, and a silicone placemat with plate was launched. Now, I didn't know this was your product. My child uses this. I didn't know it was your product.
Fantastic.
So I must tell you, I didn't read the instructions either, because what I did was I just think, okay, tonight I will fill the frog's face with meat and then the other parts with veggies, right?
You could.
I have put chocolate in the other eye, though. is that correct?
You have to make it fun.
Okay, so I'm on the right track. Silicone placemat with plates was launched. So what it is it sticks to the table and it encourages fussy eaters to explore new tastes and textures. It's really easy to clean. So I dump it in soapy water and then, yeah.
Or the dishwasher.
So check out Scouts. It's thescouts.co.za, or you can go to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/scoutsbaby. Why did you want to design product? I know that you design packaging. Where the love for baby product?
I think I love challenges, and because of my daughter, I've kind of done the food thing, but you need to keep it interesting because you can only do things that many times. She's also very clumsy, so we've had so many bowls of food on the floor, and she doesn't mean to. It's an accident. Mm. So this was the perfect thing to actually stick to the table. And if you can make it fun, that's why we have a face. We dress it up as all kinds of things, and sometimes they do their own, and it actually helps them to eat.
Yeah, because then eating. See, you don't have to make food fun for me to eat. I will just eat it as is. What new developments do you have? I mean, if you're developing products in South, you're such an inspiration. What is next for Foodies and Scouts?
Well, Foodies, we've got some new ranges that we're busy working on. And for Scouts, our next product is a sippy cup lid, which.
Okay, so I'm so glad you said that because I almost forgot about it. So Louisa drapes in here and brings me literally a sippy cup lid. Now, I'm expecting something that needs to now, you have to have a 250 ml cup and it has to, you have to explain it for what it is. So I'm busy holding. It's a rubber lid that can stretch. So it's almost silicone, right?
It is. Okay. Yes.
But it fits any cup.
Yes.
So if we go to, you know, that place with the dirty tables where the children play.
Exactly. You can take it there.
And they give me a glass for my 3-year-old to drink out of, or even the 1-year-old, she doesn't want any cup anymore. She wants to drink like our older sister.
A real glass? Yes.
Will this fit over it?
It does. Yeah.
And it's non-spill.
It is.
I don't want to put my mouth
in. So when they knock it over, then at least it would stay in the glass.
If this
you
is
go
incredible.
To someone's house, if you.
What do I call this?
Well, we call it a sippy cup lid.
You should call it like the every cup lid.
Yes, the universal one.
Because I want this. We're going to show you pictures on babybrunch.co.za so that you also know what it looks like. I think this is great. So is this the new product for Scouts?
Yes. So there's a spout version for beginner drinkers. And then we also have a soft silicone straw one. It's a thick straw, but it's flexible. So they can chew on it if they're teething. And it also mimics the sippy cup size as well as a bottle. So it would help them to drink
really
from a straw.
Incredible. I think this is a winner. The food's great, but I love the drinking solution. And I heard rumor has it you're bringing out spoons.
Yes, we're working on a specialized spoon range, but that would take a while still, I guess. Hopefully soon.
How do you feel many years later now that this dream has realized? Because I guess when you find a diagnosis in your baby and someone else has to name what is wrong with them, it must be really, really hard. And now it has brought you, that baby has brought you success and joy and has given you a gig, you know, has given you a job. What does it feel like?
I think at first it was just a relief for us to know how to help her. But I think once you get into it, then you start helping other people and it just, yeah, snowballs from there. And it feels good.
I can imagine. I think you're great. Sure. Little Food Ease. So they're a family business. As I mentioned, littlefoodease.co.za. And then Scouts, you can find on thescouts.co.za and on Facebook with that hashtag ScoutsBaby. Okay, I know what my daughter's eating tonight, spaghetti bolognese. And I think I'll go for the pina colada.
You know.
Because that's what I would want. Louisa, we are very inspired by your story. And, you know, they say that you never find a successful mom that hasn't struggled. And in our eyes, you're successful and you have a lot to give. And we're just happy that you could share your story here on our platform so that every other ordinary mom with an extraordinary story, because we all have a story.
Yes, we do.
Every single one of us have a story, can also feel that they could mean something to someone else. So thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Only a pleasure. I'm hungry now. Listen to more of our podcast on babybrunch.co.za. My name is Ilana. I'm just happy you'd be listening. Thanks.